Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
That's right. It's Monday. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, holding it down. Lewis is flying back from gigs. So you're stuck with me, faggots. To my right, my best friend and one of the best guys I know and a hilarious comic is Chris Vega.
What's going on, Zach?
How you doing, pal?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm with Lewis this weekend on all these random gigs that somebody booked in the worst possible way.
Yeah, you're heading to a little Virginia Beach, right?
It's Atlanta, then Orlando, then Virginia Beach.
Awesome. You know, one day Lewis and I are going to get a booker who owns a map. and man, we are going to be unstoppable. Across the table from me, you guys know him, you guys love him, it is Mike Feeney.
What's up, man? I didn't know that you guys were best friends. I like that.
No, we're very close.
That also was shocking,
right?
Stunning.
Yeah, no, we're shockingly close friends.
Yeah.
It looks
borderline troubling, shall I say.
I liked it. I just thought it was like an on-the-spot
like
promotion.
Racist Laurel and Hardy. That's how I like to think of it.
Yeah.
Laurel and Hardy people.
Yeah. Laurel and Hardy like to party.
And, of course, you guys know him and love him from the Chrissy Chaos show. It's Mike Cannon.
What's up? Yeah. That's right. That's where you know me.
So are you guys here to say that you're just starting another podcast without Brendan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're bringing back Irish Goodbye.
Yeah. we're doing a mea culpa. Yeah.
It's called Brendan Goodbye.
We're righting our wrongs. You
know? It's called No Big Saga Loss. Thank you guys for being here. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Mr. Cannon, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
This Sunday, I have a new special. Speaking of me riding Chris DiStefano's coattails, this Sunday, September 15th, 7 p.m., premiering on Chris DiStefano's YouTube channel called Mike Cannon Traumatized Animal. It's my newest hour. It's my favorite one that I've done so far, so I'm pumped for you guys to see that. If you're watching live, I'll be in Chicago this weekend, the 12th through the 14th, doing 5 shows at Zany's downtown. I'll be in Austin next week, Nashville, Detroit, Vegas for Skankfest, back in New York. I have a bunch of tour dates at MikeCannonComedy.com, but the big one, the special Traumatized Animal this Sunday, 7 p.m.
Fantastic. Guys, please check that out. Feeney?
MikeFeeneyComedy.com for tickets. I'll be in Seattle this weekend. If you're watching live, I'll be, I'll be at Skankfest, so that'll be fun. I'll be at Zany's in Chicago in October. I'll be at the Port in Baltimore in November, and then a bunch more dates at MikeFeeneyComedy.com, at I Am Mike Feeney. On all social media.
Fantastic. Vega?
Yeah, like I said, I'm with Lewis this weekend. Then next weekend, me and Mike Harrington are hosting an armored combat event in Perryville, Maryland at Fifth Company Brewing. Coming to that is a blast last year. I'm going to get drunk and watch a bunch of dorks hit each other with swords.
Jorge, while we got some time, look that up. We'll show a clip of it.
Yeah.
What
do you mean? Like
some armored combat.
Like guys who dress as knights and actually fight. It's like
with a broadsword or with like nerfs?
There's different events. There's one where the most amount of sword hits wins. Then there's one where they actually have to tackle each other. They do like melees with like 10 guys.
That's awesome.
And what's great is the guy who owns the brewery is just like, hey, like these guys are too into this. Can I just give you and Harrington wireless mics and you just make fun of these nerds so that the regular people from the town enjoy themselves?
That's cool.
That's a fucking fun
Is that like
gig.
Role models? Is that that?
I get, but less, but more dangerous.
No, with armor. With they actually armor. Have real armor, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty fun. That's
are
like
one
real...
of them in shape or are they all? I picture
some
all
of them are pretty
sort
in
of
shape.
Like amorphous, like beanbag bodied people.
There's some of those, but there's some guys, like you. It's very exhausting because they really are wearing like 10 pounds of clothes, 20 pounds of clothes, and then moving around and like wrestling each other.
Right.
It's pretty fun.
Do they talk in like night talk?
The main guy tried to start doing it, and then me and Harrington just kept making fun of him, so he just eventually started using his real voice.
We bullied him. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Just
love that.
Made him lose all confidence.
Yeah.
Like bullying a man in full armor. All right, guys, if you want to see me out on the road, September the 21st, I am in Staten Island at the Fifth Borough Comedy Festival. I got a bunch of other shit coming down the pike. Check me out on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny for all that info. If you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, I know Chris will be on the road with Lewis this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday, Friday in Orlando. Saturday at Scandals in Virginia Beach, Virginia. After that, the Legion of Skanks are doing two live recordings at the Creek and the Cave in Austin, Texas on September the 22nd, followed by Skank Fest. After that, Lewis is going to be in Houston, Texas, Sacramento, California, San Francisco, Maine, Boston, Connecticut. All that stuff is up at lewisofskanks.com. And if you love the podcast, and we know you do, head on over to gasdigital.com, the new Gas Digital, and use the promo code RAP for $1.50 off a month, access to early episodes, uncensored and commercial-free, the Races live chat, and all the archives, and access to all the other great shows available on the network.
Dude, you're not kidding about routing, because Lewis's agent seemingly books by just similarity of city,
yep,
not necessarily proximity.
Because
he went from Portland, Oregon, boom, right back to, you guessed it, Portland, Maine.
Yep. Oh, he's doing the Portland run.
Yeah, he's doing the Portland run.
Yeah, very convenient. Yeah, nothing like doing two theaters 25 minutes away from each other, 2 weeks apart.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, thanks, booking.
With Boston in the middle.
Yeah. Shannon, what are we up against today?
So in 2002, Buzz Aldrin punches a moon landing conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, this was good.
This is pretty great. Do we have a video of it?
Yes. One second. It's a real quick video.
Yo, when Buzz Aldrin put out that book, you really wanted to tear.
He died, right?
When you didn't. Calling a kettle black, if ever thought of it. Saying I misrepresented myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
That's a good old man punch.
I was going to say, that slow motion punch looked like real time. That's how slow the actual,
He really did look like he's punching in his dreams.
Yeah. I think he was in his 80s when he did that.
Yeah. If you don't shatter an old man's wrist with your jaw, then you should pack it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's brutal.
I can also tell why you don't think anybody's ever been to the moon if you get knocked out by an old man.
I mean, so let's say the moon landing was real.
Yeah.
Regardless, this guy has been taking shit for, what, five decades, six decades?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being a little, and now he's got none. It's like, what, are you going to sue him?
He's an ornery old man. Yeah. He should be allowed to punch back.
So this guy did try to sue, but it was proven that this guy instigated the punch, and so it got thrown out of court.
I feel like if somebody says, step away, like, get away from me enough time, or like gives you enough opportunity,
yeah,
that is literally you walking into their fist.
Just don't you like want that? Because I think they say 95% of fights are won by the person who throws the first punch. So it's like there comes a very quick thing if someone's in your face where you go away, and then you go, well, it's one of it's you or I, you know?
Yeah,
that happens on the subway all the time. Where the maniac will be further down the cart, and then they'll kind of make their way towards you, and you're like, okay, at what feet away do I have to now initiate?
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, all right, how many Michael Jackson numbers is this guy going to do before I have to accidentally kill him?
But that's what's terrifying about the ones on the subway, though, is because of...
You're stuck.
Because, well, it was just... There was also that, you know, that guy who got... You know, he was just nuts, and he was with his girl, and he was defending his girl, and then he's getting his ass kicked, and then the girl stabs the guy multiple times, and then the guy who, after getting stabbed, goes into his fucking jacket and gets a gun,
and then
the guy got the gun back and shot him with it. It was just like, that seems like a lot for just wanting to take the A train, you know what I mean? Like, that seems like quite a, now, best case scenario, that guy, you know, the couple, they both survived, but like, now you have a stabbing and almost murdering a person on your...
They cleared the guy, and I remember they were looking for the girl. They were trying to charge her because she stabbed him from behind. And
multiple times.
Illegal,
so many times.
Wow.
Despite the fact that he's got a gun aimed at another human being.
But he didn't have the gun out at that point. He was just beating the shit out of the boyfriend.
I feel like if you are mounted over a person and then get stabbed in the back, that's on you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he instigated the whole thing. Yeah. But just the idea of... That's what was so terrifying about that, because it felt like it was out of a movie or something, when she gets this couple stabs in, and immediately his white shirt just turns red, and then he just goes, "You stabbed me? You stabbed me?" And you're like, "Oh, no." That's literally bringing a knife to a gunfight. Yeah. Like, it is the worst-case scenario. When you're like, "Ha-ha, gotcha, bitch," and then all of a sudden a gun comes out, and you're like, "Fuck, didn't see that coming."
I do love the fact, though, that's a great woman. She really backed her dude. You know what I mean? I
don't know if she had a knife on her.
She had the knife on her. So
good for her.
When he was getting ground and pounded, she just stabbed her. She like literally did it so casual. She like walked by and went, and then just kept walking to the other side of the train.
Not her first rodeo.
No, she has operated that knife
before. Weren't together. She was just a lady trying to help.
Nice.
I think that's what it was.
Just a Puerto Rican Batman.
Yeah.
I thought they were together.
No, because the guy who got the gun away and shot the guy, the police questioned him and released him, and then the next day they were still searching for the woman because what she did was illegal, technically.
She's just a masked vigilante.
But maybe they are together, and that's how good of a boyfriend he is. He's like, "Never met her in my life," and just to protect her.
I don't know this broad. I was just banging her.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do like what the technique you just did, though, that little short throw poke.
Yeah. The quick shanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's no when like I've been accosted on the subway a number of times, and I feel like there's no point in any of them where if you edited the video, it didn't look like my fault.
Right. Yeah.
Why? What were you doing?
Just existing.
Looking like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking like this.
I've been
a black guy's yelling at somebody who looks
visually.
Like this.
Yeah. I've been attacked on the subway for being too gay,
mm-hmm.
and I have been attacked on the subway for quote unquote being a Trump supporter.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Because I had on a red hat.
Nice.
But you were just supporting Fred Durst. It was a different
thing. No, I was supporting Dirty Dick's Hot Sauce Company.
Nice. But dude, that's what like on Friday, my wife was on the subway coming home, and there was like an attack on the train car. Like someone pepper sprayed a lunatic, and then she had to. But she got on that train. She goes, "Oh, it's a kind of that classic mistake of going, oh, it's like a decently empty car during rush hour," and then within seconds, people are like macing someone else in the face, and she's like, "I'll just move over." It's nuts. Yeah, this city's going to hell.
I was on the train once, and this guy just looked at me, caught eyes with me, and was like, "Ah, nah," and just walked, sat next to me, and fell asleep, heroined out, like immediately. And I'm sitting there, and I have like I open my knife in my pocket, and I'm going, "Why don't I just leave? He's sleeping."
Is his head on your shoulder?
Like, no, he just like he was across the way, and then just sat next to me, and like he was going to get in my face, and then just went,
"Nice."
And I'm sitting there, I have this knife open in my pocket, I'm like, "I'm just gonna leave. Like, why would I stay here and wait for this guy to wake up? I don't care if these people on the subway think I'm a pussy."
I wish there was a way to ask that guy what he saw when he saw you.
Yeah.
You know, like, were you the Grim Reaper to him? Did he see you and be like, "Not today"?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Any kind of insight into his
life. He challenges me to chess like in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
Underrated flick.
Yeah. I think it's the best of the series.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right, what do we got today, guys? Actually, we have an update on a story, and I don't mean to start at a low, but this was a very interesting story. So last week we learned about a woman who her husband. What did he get arrested for again, Shannon? Originally, the pictures on the phone.
Oh yeah, he was taking pictures up women's skirts. Oh.
So a guy gets arrested for taking up skirts.
Yeah,
it happens. Hey, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
Police. Oh, good.
You saw that this was an open cup and quickly decided not to.
Picked mine up. Dude, I saw... You know what's so funny? I didn't see who it was, but I saw Lewis... I saw someone's back, like, ducking as they walked through the door, and I was like, "Whose upper back?"
Lewis's hot butt perched over his arched back.
That's so
just
funny, dude.
Just a stretched out
just
cat.
Just seeing someone ducking through, and I was like, who's ducking low like that?
Also,
bro?
After that music played, I need Jorge to go get one of my secret beers.
That I also can't. Needed to be way louder, I felt like. Because
Well, I couldn't hear anything. So that was all fake energy. Just so you guys know, like, I knew music was playing, but I was like...
It was so quiet.
It's the rattlesnake.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be, Shannon.
We'll fix it in post.
Fix it in post, Shannon. Make that a big moment.
You want it to be on in the lobby when you walk in?
Yeah, I wanted it to be fucking wild.
That would have been sick.
Yeah.
I thought there was like an error that was being made because he was in the middle of a sentence and you hear like... I was like,
So somebody's ringer, somebody's ringer was going off on their phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why he's gingerly knocking any of our
Should we send Chris to that side? This doesn't feel right.
I can move.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, send Chris to that side. Yeah, well, welcome to the show, boys. Shannon, delete everything that they just did. Yeah.
Honestly, not even worth saving.
It's not a loss.
Get rid of it now. Yeah. I was watching skim milk. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
It's the milk without the fat, boys.
I like how you definitely drove here from Newark Airport and were watching the show.
I was 100% the whole time. I was chatting. I was chatting with them. Oh, where's my computer? You come on, folks.
Why is it not next to me? I just sat down.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, he should be on their camera now. Yeah, move over by them. Put him on their...
We got a great two shot. Let's not mess that up.
No, you guys are too fucking...
Great. Perfect.
No.
Camera ready?
I would say you're... You guys both have like a two, like it's just.
Yeah, it looks great. I
did realize that both of our hair.
You're like AI comedians.
Yeah.
This is you're not real fucking
average
people.
Intermediate.
Hell yeah! There we go, Zach attack. Zach attack. All right, all is right in the world again.
Pew pew.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Jorge. What's going on, Luca? You got my coffee. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Look at this. Everything's right now. I just interrupted the show. And-
Hey,
secret beers.
Hey, Luca. Can I have one of Chris's secret beers?
Secret beers.
Secret beers.
Everybody's kind of morphing into the same look, like all of your producers.
You think so?
Yeah, Luca and your Jorge? Other people. And Jorge look very similar.
Podcast producer is that was a thing a few years ago, right? It was like you know how they make those fake Halloween costumes every year,
yeah.
And it was podcast producer, and it was like nerdy glasses and like a merch from another podcast.
Some form of facial hair.
They look like Emilio Estevez in the original Mission Impossible.
Well, welcome.
Somebody will like that.
Welcome me.
Somebody out there.
Dude, I do not remember that he's in that movie.
Yeah, he was the hacker. Same glasses.
That's Lewis's Halloween costume.
Hacker.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting the show. Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They help you fuel up fast. Amazing restaurant-quality meals ready in just 2 minutes, shipped right to your door in the microwave. But it doesn't taste like a microwavable meal. This is fresh, delicious, restaurant-quality stuff.
Yep, you can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon, like Lewis said, already in just 2 minutes. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have snacks, and whatever your dietary restrictions are, they've got you covered. From keto to calorie smart, vegan, veggie, protein plus, no matter what you are, Factor Meals has a plan just for you.
Right now, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the promo code WRAP50. You're going to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that's promo code WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? Welcome to the show, boys. What were you guys talking about? What did I interrupt?
We were about to talk about the real ass dude of the month.
Okay, who is he?
Shannon, you want to update Lou?
Please.
Yeah, I can't remember if you were here the first time, Lewis.
He was not.
Okay. So this guy married to a woman for several years. They're in their 70s. And recently he got arrested for taking pictures of women's skirts. They then go into his pictures and discover that he's basically been having guys come over and fuck his wife after he drugs her.
Oh, that guy.
For the course of like 10 years. And it's over 50 women.
Over 50
men.
Dudes have yeah. He has pictures of him fucking his passed out wife.
Yeah, no. I know. I read about this somewhere.
I was one of the guys.
I remember. Guy.
Yeah.
This was my car. I gave him the idea.
Ah, Craigslist.
That guy is pretty fucking wild.
Is he in prison for life?
Well, no. So he's under the gun now, but he's come back with a defense.
Ooh,
can't wait.
Oh no, I was here. This is what we talked about. I was here for it. That's why I was like, when did I hear about this? And I was like, I didn't talk about it on a podcast. It was this podcast. Yes.
Okay.
So what was his defense?
So he spoke to a therapist, and the therapist is now speaking during the trial, and said that my wife and I had a discussion about swinging, but she didn't agree, so I drugged her.
Oh. So okay. Not really a defense.
I thought that
I say throw it out.
Yeah. More of a justification of the rape than anything.
She said no, so what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah.
I mean, look, dude, I don't want to kink shame this guy, but, you know, he's possibly committing a no-no.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, that's that. I think, honestly, I think what stays in the bedroom should stay in the bedroom. That's their business.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like really, also in most countries, you could still get away with that. Right? It's still legal. I mean, that you can play ball in 90% of countries doing that. It's just Europe and here.
Come yeah, on. I'd say so. Yeah. Places where women are still property.
Yeah, he's just being international.
Jorge, I'm not logged in on this computer. I can't. I'm trying to look for a password right now. Just fucking come and log on the computer. Thank you very much.
This does make you appreciate Bill Cosby for doing his own dirty work, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He put her to sleep and then did the business.
Yeah, this guy.
Well into his elder years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he had a drug his own drink with, like, Viagra? And that was part of the thing?
He might have.
That's like, it's, you're like combining too many kinks. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a rape kink and a cuck kink and a gangbang kink.
Yeah.
This is a lot, you know?
And the upskirt thing. It's a lot of stuff.
This guy's busy.
The upskirt thing was just a red herring.
This to throw everybody off.
Yeah, exactly.
You find the upskirts, you're not looking for.
Yeah, you're like,
oh no,
you caught me doing this terrible, awful thing. That's definitely the worst thing that I'm doing.
This guy's wife's a whore. Yeah. She is a dead lay.
Also, how does he review all of this footage? He films footage the way I save Instagram posts. You know what I mean? Like, I save a little Emily Ratajkowski to maybe crank it later, but I've never looked at him once.
I save Instagram posts all the time. Yeah. I've never, or maybe one time ever, because I remember saying, I've never looked at my posts. I went back and looked to see.
It's hard to find it.
It's keto recipes and fucking.
I have
like,
an extra folder for gym stuff. That's the only one I've gone
folders?
Back to.
You
I
have
do
separate
for save
folders?
Stuff. Yeah, somebody's going to find
folders?
Something.
I didn't even know you could do folders. I saved, I'll do that workout one day.
Yeah.
Or I'll make that rest. I've never once gone back to any of these things.
Dude,
ever.
I have stuff for my
magic
son.
Trick.
I have like animals, a fucking jaguar swimming and destroying a caiman, and I'm like, crew, look, and it's just Emily Ratajkowski's tits.
Nice. Nice. This guy's, I'm not going to even real estate of the century, but you know, he's definitely running for real estate.
I thought he gave his own defense and was like, it's her thing.
I do have one more thing that he told the therapist. Please. He said he's basically pissed off that he was arrested and said that had he never been arrested, he could have continued doing this. His wife would have never known and they would have been happy.
That is actually the best defense that he has said. No harm, no foul. They ruined this woman's life.
It's no harm, no foul. He would have got away with it if it weren't for these meddling cops.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, no, there's an actual point to that. Like, they were in a happy marriage. She had no idea. She was
oddly sexually satisfied.
She is literally, her life is absolutely ruined right now.
Yeah.
I don't think so. She's fine. We don't know what she
looks
like. Can you pull up a picture of the wife?
Making it.
Do you think she watches the tapes?
You said she's like 80?
She's 70s, yeah.
Oh, 70s. That's awful.
This is her.
Oh, man.
Not bad for 70s.
This is him.
Yeah, that clock.
Yeah. Let me see her. Yeah. That's hilarious. She arrives at court. This is all, this is in France.
It's in France, yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't even count if they're
progressive sexual country.
Wait, wasn't there a guy who said he raped a woman in he sleep raped a woman in France who got off like 5 years ago? There was. He said he like rolled over and did it in his sleep and they like, France was like, yeah, it seems logical.
Yeah, sleep rape's a real thing, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
I wasn't aware.
I agree.
Yeah, sleep rape's a real thing. Yeah, you can't be held accountable for fucking sleep rape.
Yeah. I actually completely agree with you.
Let me ask you a question. And this being serious, if you sleepwalk and you walk into somebody else's home.
Into their pussy.
No. Into their home.
Yeah.
Should you be charged and convicted of trespassing?
My friend was.
For sleepwalking.
He was shit faced, blacked out, might as well have been asleep.
That's not sleepwalking. Being blackout drunk, that's
his mind is off.
Blackout drunk is like you chose to get drunk. Yeah. I'm talking about you went to sleep, took an Ambien, but you just to go to sleep, and then your body did the fucking.
Forget even the Ambien.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, Calypso music.
You walk into your neighbor's apartment across the hall, their door's open, you walk in, you take milk out of their fridge, you're actually genuinely sleepwalking. I think
just
you would like
Kramering.
Yeah, you would likely.
Sleep Kramer. Yeah.
I have a much very different definition for that.
Yeah, I sleep Kramer all the time.
I like how you sounded like a pit bull sneezing.
That's where they got the noise.
Dude, fucking. But I would very much so. Feel like that person should not be convicted. He was sleepwalking. It wasn't a conscious thought. You know, So technically, with that same thing in mind, should you be able to sleep rape? I think I found a loophole, boys.
No.
Gentlemen. I mean, it's honestly a better defense than what that guy's doing.
Yep. Yeah. No, because if you slept drove and killed somebody, you should get charged with that.
There's that.
If you sleep drive and kill someone, I don't know that you should be charged with killing murder. It is genuinely
vehicular manslaughter, but then you.
But why? But only if you. So if it was manslaughter,
get Mike Birbiglia on the phone.
Yeah, you would have to that's do Honda's something. Fault because they have cruise control, they have lane departure assist. The Honda should be responsible for that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's also true, but.
That threw a logistical nightmare into Lewis's head.
Let's, one thing at a time here.
He's like, wait a minute.
I'm going after the big companies.
Lewis's
you guys are in small
lane control went out on his car, and he's really hurt about it.
Oh, I'm literally thinking about that. Right, it actually genuinely made me angry when you said it.
It really made him mad because he fucking, can't get it to
Zach
work.
Zach knows me so well. It's... I have no idea how to get the lane control back. So now I'm out there fucking flying solo, boys.
Just driving?
I'm just driving.
Oh, that sucks.
I still have the thing where they keep me back from the other
cars.
But
the departure is great.
Especially driving in the city when you have to make, like, you know, quick cuts over or get close to a car.
Well, sometimes it just doesn't work. I mean, I have backed into things multiple times.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because
it just picks and chooses when it's going to fuck up. Isn't that a thing? I have an auto-locking brakes where if I go to back into something, it should auto-brake.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Dude, the brakes on my car, I had to get really close to the car in front of me to make it over into the next lane. And as I'm going over, it just brake locked
throws
me,
you
almost
through
killed
the windshield.
Everybody in the cars.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's
fucking... Well, that's where they put the assist on there so they're not liable when you hit something.
Mm. No, but at least it's a huge red blinking light right on your dashboard that says you're going to die.
Mine has like an audio. It's like, bah, 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 bah. It's like you're...
Oh, mine's just like a nice, you know, I got an Audi, so mine's a nice. They're like... You have money. We're not going to yell at you.
Yeah. But you are. Hey, work. Hey, by the way, you're getting into an accident.
You tell us when you're coming to jail thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you just hit that.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, just so that's a ding.
That's going to cost you.
That's not going to buff out.
It's so crazy that you need that, though, because you spent 10 years staying in your lane of just being the guy who says the N-word on podcasts. Yes.
Yeah, nicely done. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, if the car had an automatic blunt roller, he would not need the lane assistance.
That is also true.
There you go. Or if I learned to roll.
You could roll if I push you over. So, Shannon Cupola, I was tweeting this morning about... some freaks that have babies. Some freaks. That's what I'm going to call them. By the way, I get in trouble with my fan base all the time for defending transgender people. And I don't really defend them. I just say, I don't care what you do with your dick in your body.
Sure.
I don't care. I also don't inherently believe...
You don't care what people do with their dicks in women's bodies.
I don't... But I also don't inherently believe that they're coming for the children. I don't believe that the LGBT community is infringing upon our lives. Like, my son goes to public school. Mm-hmm. There's not this initiative to make him gay. Yes, sometimes
he signed up voluntarily.
But there's like, you know,
no recruiter needed.
I'm sure there's certain teachers that put fucking gay flags in the classroom during Pride Month. I don't give a shit. I think it's weird when people really are fucking fighting it so hard. I'm like, I just don't really give a shit. But there's always, I guess, the gray area comes down to
if a flag makes you want to suck dick, you kind of already wanted to suck dick.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, whatever. So that's sort of. So I think a lot of my audience who are bigots, they like to. And I'm with you. I love you guys. I'm a bigot too. I'm just in a different way.
They're in the bigot circle.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the other circle.
Yeah, there's a little
over in the middle.
That's okay. I'm a bigot too. I just that's not where my bigotry line is drawn. You know what I'm saying? I just like it's just a little bit further. But this is actually where I draw the line. These fucking I don't even know if they're trannies. They're not even trannies. I would actually give them more fucking respect if they were trannies. They're dudes that are like whatever. They have fucking beards, but they have long girl hair. It's psychotic. It's just a whole other thing. Pull up these guys. But they got babies.
Oh, that looks like a filter.
No, it's not a filter. I thought it was a filter too.
That's just an Arab lady.
It's just Shannon, what is
the line between
flying to Turkey.
The line between Italian and gay is getting so blurred.
Oh, dude, yeah. I thought that was just Pauly D.
what is the story here, Shannon? Or did they adopt these babies? I saw something about this. What is it? They had surrogate mothers.
Yeah. So
no, they were both quados. They pulled them right off.
I I believe that this is the same story because I was going through other tweets from that Ollie London. And the Ollie London is the guy who made himself look like the K-pop person. Okay. So he was trans and he wasn't trans. It was a whole thing. Okay. So this couple, I believe it's the same couple. They fought to make the surrogate mother not be a part of the baby's life. Because after she gave birth, she wanted to be there. And they were like, no, it's going to be confusing for the kid. Because
Is that going to be confusing for the kid?
Not Jesse
I'm being
Katsopoulos.
Fucking breastfed by a man gremlin. Yeah, yeah. What the hell's going on here?
K-pop is what I would say to my dad if he looked like that and told me anything. K-pop. brush your teeth. K-pop.
Where do you land on like the surrogate being a part of the kid's life? Because that is a little bit of a, I assume they'll at some point want to know their parent, but that is a little bit of a confusing.
I don't know what the so here's the thing. Is it set up? Because I know very little about like surrogacy. Yeah.
You did it.
And how that works, like legally. My assumption is in the beginning they make a legally binding contract.
Yeah.
And they say you're either going to be a part of the kid's life or you're not going to be a part of the kid's life. I'm assuming. So if they sign the contract and then you change your mind, I mean, that's kind of on you. You fucked up. But I just don't think you should fucking. Look, I'm not even saying. I kind of don't even think gay guys should raise kids. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Give that took these... such a turn that I didn't anticipate yeah. that being the next sentence.
They're both doing fine.
I'm not saying any gay people shouldn't have kids. I'm saying that
two gay people.
The same way that all right, I'm consistent here. The same way that I think that they should give like black people background checks to own a pit bull. Mm-hmm. I think that they should give gay people like extra psychological evaluations before they can go and adopt a baby.
What about a regular person to adopt a baby, like a regular straight?
I also think that there should be a little bit more. I talk about this in my act actually. They just give you the baby.
No, at the hospital.
I'm talking
about when you make it.
When you make the baby, they just hand it to you. There's no psychological evaluation. They don't go, hey, do you kill babies?
No, and they kind of leave you alone for a while.
Yeah,
you're like, deal with this overnight for the first time.
Yeah, and your part of you is like, I could just fucking drown this thing and be out of it because it's scary as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
It's scary. No, you don't think that, Feeny. I was kidding.
Is that a scary?
Dude, you are a serial killer. No, he's like, yes, drown the baby. Yes.
No, I didn't say that. That wasn't the part I was agreeing with. It is terrifying, though.
But they just really do hand you that baby. And no, obviously with adoption it's different, but how much of a psychological evaluation do they give you when you adopt a baby? And no.
Yeah, but everybody's out there fucking batshit nuts because even the nurses that then gave us the baby were fucking like Flavor of Love contestants. Like they were out of their fucking minds.
Dude. That's hilarious.
It was. It was either like Mother Teresa or, you know, I Love New York.
Yeah.
Putting ashes out on my kid's head. Like it was just an insane.
That's what the soft spot's for.
Yeah.
I think obviously this is. When you see people like this, so they didn't adopt it. They got us. Oh, how do you stop it? There's no stopping them, huh?
But I'm trying to think like what's the. But if you don't care about like trans people, why do you care about trans people with kids?
Because I think that those kids are going to get raised in a fucked up, weird way.
But don't you think that those kids...
I think
any more fucked up than how you were raised? And I'm not even saying that as an insult.
I was raised in a really fucked up way. And yeah, maybe even more. I think that there's something about a fucking baby needing a mother when it's a baby in a very natural... We're talking about like, this is like actual nature. Right? A baby fucking needs its mother. And to take that baby away from its mother just in general, I think is kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But then to give it to, you know, a bunch of, you know, LGBT TikTokers that are like literally posting videos and it just seems like a prop. It just seems like
that part is the part that I actually have the problem with is the using it as a prop and like seemingly for likes and clicks. That's the part
that heterosexual people do that. All
yeah,
the time.
No, everyone posts their baby. And that's look, I'm just saying that these people obviously have like just weird fucking things going on and they wear it in a much different way. At least, you know what? We all try to fucking hide it. When I was walked into the hospital, I wasn't like fucking headbutting nurses being like, I have anger problems. This is who I am.
No, but you like, did take
Lewis
some
wore
time
his court outfit.
I mean, no, and by the way, I have done that in life. Like I've been that guy where yeah. I'm like I have like incidents and fucking fits in front of people. I'm like, that's not right. That like me, I'm not allowed to just wear my psychological issue as a badge of like, oh, cool, that's just who the fuck I am. It's like, no, these people obviously have some issues. And I think to take two babies and put them into that environment, maybe they're going to be the best parents ever. I'm not saying that they don't have the ability, that there's no chance that these kids don't grow up being sure. great kids. My assumption will be by the time that they're 12, they're going to have their own gender issues and their own fucking mm-hmm. like way of looking at the world. And these, my assumption is that these guys will push them into that lifestyle. And I don't think that that's right. And that's literally
these
what
guys
people,
will be worse than tanning mom. Right?
But do you like, think, yeah. do you oh, think 100%. That it could also act the opposite way? Cause if you grow up under a completely conservative household, then some kids turn into complete hippies or vice versa, where it's like, oh, I grew up with like complete free range parents that didn't give a fuck about me. So now I'm an accountant that votes conservative.
My parents were caged.
But you know what I mean? Like they're just present, they're given this life, and they as kids you rebel anyway.
I believe
so. You kind of are raised in this thing where you're like, oh, maybe that sucks, so I'm gonna go the opposite way. I don't know. You can never tell how it's gonna affect
you're
anybody.
Right. There's no, I'm just saying if I had to deduce like what's going on there, it's like, yeah, these are fucking dude, trans people are fucking very, very sexual. They are. I know a decent amount of trans people. I'm not hateful at all. We have like fucking 5 or 6 trans people that come to Skankfest every year at this point, right? This doesn't come from a place of hate. You can have a fucking honest conversation about how they're weird. They know they're weird. They know they're weird. Zach's weird. What do you mean? What am I supposed to say? That guy's not weird. Zach is weird.
Yeah.
We all go, Zach's weird. Everyone walks in a room and goes, Zach's weird. He's got funny hair. He's got fucking, he wears big funny glasses and wears t-shirts with serial killers on them. Yeah. He's got tattoos. He's a weird fucking guy, right? We all can go do that. But because this person's part of this LGBT community, I can't call you weird with your fucking weird hair and makeup.
No, I agree.
It's weird.
I agree that there's definitely more, like you could call them weird, but there would be like some sort of self-righteous
outrage.
Pushback. Yeah. Where it's like, what do you mean? My weird is just as weird as your weird.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, of course,
weird,
but we're
compared
also
to what?
Weird by definition is different, right? They sure, are yeah. weird. You are, that is not the norm. It's weird as fuck.
No,
it's as weird
see,
as it gets.
It's weird for trans people.
Yes.
Yeah. You like rarely it's see a Kate yeah, Gosselin yeah. haircut with yeah. a beard.
That's yeah. exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they were even fucking just doing it, like, go the fucking mile, baby. Become a girl. All right, I'll fucking, you catch me on the right night, I might fucking play with your little dick. Who knows what'll happen, right? Skankfest gets crazy, right? That's we all do crazy shit in Vegas, but that's just weird. Don't tell me that's not weird.
I'm not.
Yeah.
And these weirdos shouldn't have kids.
No, that's the part. Well, hold on, wait. It's too funny. But that guy, the blonde guy, is the guy who tried to become Korean. Is that what you said in the beginning of this?
Is that who it is?
No, it was the account that posted it.
Okay, I don't know.
It's just hard to say anybody shouldn't have kids when we're about to be in Vegas walking Fremont Street and seeing like a 3-year-old weaving baskets at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, yes. and also, or just like a Midwestern family walk at 2 a.m. walking their kids down Fremont Street looking up while just heroin addicts are in those like independent little circles kind of like pawing at them.
Well, yeah. I didn't bring my son to Fremont Street, but I would have. We just didn't have the time to go, but we would have went during
just
the
not
day.
A day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Daytime. Day.
During
you
the
wouldn't
daytime,
go at past midnight.
Because I wanted to show him what it was like, you know, because Fremont's cool. It's a cool, like,
totally.
The restaurants over there are really cool. I actually genuinely prefer Fremont Street if I'm just chilling in Vegas. The problem is, every time I go to Vegas, I go with some fucking bitch, and they don't want to hang out on Fremont Street. They want to fucking go to nice restaurants and fucking nice hotels on the Strip. So, you know, then you're spending...
Single Lewis is back this year for Skankfest, baby. That's going to be
is
great.
It is, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the first time I've been single. Oh. I was single at one Skankfest ever, and that was the year that I got AIDS.
But didn't I just see you with someone?
Feeny, first of all, what if
I saw that in the video? What? I noticed that in the video that Feeny posted. Actually.
I mean, what if
I'm not?
What if I was keeping secrets? You fucking asshole! What if I was?
He posted it on Instagram. I saw that.
I
was going to ask you about it when
I
saw you.
I brought my ex girlfriend to Tim Dillon.
I didn't say who.
To Tim Dillon's
you could have said it was your sister.
Party.
Oh yeah, I saw that quick pan aside when you noticed that you got somebody.
Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't. We're not back together. We hung out a couple times.
Pan. Oh, it was an Asian girl.
There you go.
Yeah, but that I'm not. No, we're not back together.
No, okay. She just goes with you to the Hamptons when you got to look successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Power couple.
It was.
You guys are dressed very nice.
It wasn't a bad look.
Can I tell you my fun?
You want to have a nice girl on your arm.
Can I tell you my fun bit that I was doing to Lewis, which he eventually picked up on? But Lewis was trying to leave that party for no less than an hour, and every time he was like, "All right, guys," like doing the backwards walk goodbye, I'd be like, "Oh, did you say goodbye to Tim?" And he's like, "Oh fuck, all right, we should say goodbye to Tim." And he would go inside, he would come back out a half hour later. He's like, "All right, guys, see you later." And I go, "But what about Big J?" And then he's like, "Fuck," and the
your ex-girlfriend looked at me and she was like, stop doing this. Lewis walked to the other end of the pool, talked for 3 more minutes, smoked another blunt. He was there until the sun went down. It was crazy. And then eventually I was like, what about? And you're like, stop doing that. It's very fun.
No, we just hung out. And but this is the first year that I'm single at Skankfest. Ever. I mean, one time I remember in Brooklyn I was singing at Skankfest. And
yes, you were.
I mean, I had...
Oh, I remember that.
And you're not going to... Yeah, we all remember.
I had two hotel rooms. I had two hotel rooms.
There's like a picture of Louis 10 minutes from his girder, sweating, rubbing his own tits, watching Louis on
and
stage.
You're not doing... You're not doing any... You're so...
It was the year that Louis was there, yeah. The year that Louis was there, I was single for sure. And I had two hotel rooms and I had one... I mean, whatever. This will be in the memoir one day. One hotel room was one girl just waiting for me to bring back other girls. And the other hotel room was for when those girls wouldn't want to bang another girl. I brought them back to that other room. Nice. It was the fucking best.
That's great.
Now
it was the best.
What are you doing at Skankfest? Are you drinking? You're not drinking now?
Not
what
drinking
are you
now.
So what are you, what's your fun du jour? Just coffee and
smoking
weed?
Smoking weed, yeah.
Wow.
Gonna smoke some weed, which is going to be nice.
No hallucinogens.
Maybe at the end of the night one night I'll do some fucking drugs, but
a little nightcap.
You know, the problem is my schedule is much different than all of your guys' schedule.
Yeah,
my schedule is literally every other hour I'm starting something new. So it's like noon, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 across the board all 3 days.
Us
six.
Too, but they're drugs.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I'm having a much different, like I'm hosting so much. We're doing the combat stage I'm doing this year. I'm doing a magic show. I'm doing all this shit that I've never done before.
I can't wait for that, dude.
I'm doing Coke Magic.
We're
bringing back the Roastmasters, which both of you guys declined. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You didn't ask me, but I do decline.
I think they're going to ask you.
I do so decline. He pulls his fucking suspenders.
Feeny pisses me off.
I'm sorry, buddy.
He pissed me off.
Heart's not in.
I hit him. I was like, dude, I was
as
like,
much as I love working for something with nothing to gain personally.
Doing a ton of extra work at the potential public humiliation.
It's not a, it's not a ton of extra work. It's
it is
five
if you want
jokes.
It to be good.
That's not. It's
because you don't write five
but
jokes.
Don't worry. The TV show that nobody got on has since been canceled.
Hey, don't worry. Didn't do much for you if you got it.
Yeah, we got on the TV show. What are you talking about?
Eli Sayers, the legend of Eli, you know? The book of Eli.
Yeah, we, no, I mean.
And now he lives in a tent in Atlanta somewhere.
Is that where he lives?
I mean, wasn't he protesting Cop City for like 8 months?
Oh, I didn't know.
Listen, fucking, it does do something for you, first of all. It's going to be a huge show at the coolest comedy festival in the fucking world.
It's going to be great.
And Louis Lowe, you won.
No, that's, I'm not going to owe you. The people that are doing it,
it's going to be great.
TJ Miller's doing it. Dan St. Germain's doing it. Like, real comics are doing it. Yeah. It's like you're not above it.
What am I? Nothing?
I think they're asking you.
Yeah, they asked me yesterday. I said yes because I figured I would just say yes. I didn't realize I was going to come in here and Phoenix would be like, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I didn't say doing that shit. I just said
I've retired from roasting.
No,
that's what he said.
I said I haven't done that. Yeah,
I choose not to roast.
I choose not to roast.
I'm just no good at it, so I wouldn't showcase myself.
You were one of the best at it.
I worked way too. I got way too in my head about it. I wrote way too much. I did way too much work for it. And I want to hang. I want to have fun at Skankfest. Skankfest is the ultimate party.
You do the work before Skankfest. You do it. It's a... Five jokes is a one-day job.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
Zach,
is.
Zach, you know that.
Zach.
I take it way too seriously.
Exactly.
Too. I already have written.
Because I want it to be
Zach
fucking
writes,
great. I don't want to show up and then have bombs and then while also getting trash. I want to have like a good performance.
Yeah, so do it.
Which is why I love doing
it. So you're saying you're afraid?
No, I'm saying I don't want
to
put
the time. You're afraid?
In.
Like Rocky? So, yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
You want to break me down?
You can't win. You can't win, Feeny. What are we waiting for? Come on, Feeny, let's do it.
Cut to 3 days before Skankfest. You guys are just running in the waves together.
Yeah, I'm drinking raw eggs.
Yeah.
Shannon, pull up that song where it goes dong, right where Mickey goes, what are we waiting for? It goes dong.
That's the best.
That's it. Come on, Feeny. Yeah.
We should. Come on.
Come
it.
On, Feeny.
Kim is sitting in a full writer's room.
You just said you're no good at it.
I know.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, did you get a couple guys to help you out?
Kim's sitting
awesome.
In a full writer's room. If he bombs.
Yeah,
he bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Just all scientists writing jokes.
Kim hires 8 other writers to help.
This is a syringe that says funny.
Yeah, she's like, she rips off her top.
Yeah, have you ever battled Kim? That'd be a good one. You and Kim Congdon?
No.
That would be fun.
Kim's great at those.
I'm excited about doing it. Once a year, I think I'm going to bring back Roastman. I'm hosting.
Oh, you're the hosting.
Yeah, we got Cypher Sounds is DJing it.
Nice.
The judge's table is going to be fucking sick. It's going to be really fun.
Hell yeah.
Roastmasters just once a year at Skankfest. I'm going to bring it back. I think that's a fun way to do it. And then it makes it like the guys that, you know, I think you're retarded for not taking the opportunity. No. I think it's going to be a great show. Now I'm having them bury you on shitty shows in the little theater. That's going to be your whole experience.
I'm trying to just have a good time, man. All right, you know? Well. It's a compliment.
Cannon's on some big shows. Cannon's on huge shows.
It's a compliment to how good Skankfest is that I want to not. I want to be able to have fun and party. You know.
No, you're gonna have a great time at that Raiders game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Home of the $60 kilo. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Yo Kratom is the number one sponsor in the game. If you're doing anything, if you know somebody who uses Kratom, if you're in the market for Kratom, get it from Yo Kratom. It's a $60 kilo. It's home of the $60 kilo. You don't need a promo code. You don't need anything else. Go take care of it because they take care of us. They support us. They support everything we do. We're not trying to tell you to get hooked on Kratom. We're telling you that Kratom might be a product that you're already using, and they have the best Kratom in the game.
Indeed. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital.
All right, where were we? Shannon, what's the deal with these guys? They have this baby now. What do we have to do? Do we have to...
They have two babies.
They have two babies? Two? Yeah, there's two babies.
It seems crazy that they gave them two. Oh, it's a surrogate, though. They didn't adopt these kids.
Is it two different surrogates?
They mixed their jizz in a cup and shot it into a lady?
No. Yes. And
So it's actually their babies.
They're semen.
That, you know what? Hold on. There is something different about that, too. There's nothing we can do here. You know, boys?
There's nothing we can do here.
It's their babies. I was looking for an angle. You know I was. Yeah, I swear to God. Guys, all my bigoted...
is 9/10 of the law.
All my bigoted fans, I was trying for you. I was trying to get those babies away from them. But if it's their babies, it's their babies.
Yeah.
You know?
They made them.
So she won, though.
She won.
She's going to be able to see them. But also, it says that she signed a parental order handing over responsibility for the child to the men, along with a second order ensuring that she could have regular contact. But then it says the couple reneged after that agreement.
Well, because they're gay, they can't have regular contact.
And they fought it in court, and she's going to be able to have access. All
right. Sweet. Good for her. Good for them. What a weird thing. What a weird story. And you're right. I think probably the biggest point there is that, like, they're TikTok people. It's just going to be a fucking... Yeah. This is what you see sometimes where, like, who's the actress? Is it... Yeah, Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. She's like got three trans children.
Kids, yeah.
Right? Is that that's not like a rumor.
To
that's
be
a
fair,
real thing.
They all just dress like her boyfriend.
But that, like, that's... I mean... Isn't that indicative of actual psychological abuse in the household?
Sure seems so.
Where you three, go like, there's no trans. Way, there's no way. Like, just the numbers. It would be near. Has anybody done the odds on that?
You don't see a lot of black trans kids.
I bet you that you can have ChatGPT give you the odds on that right now. So if you type into ChatGPT, the odds of being, or the percentage of people that are trans, you can get them to give you the odds of having three trans children, unquestionably.
Right.
Give me the answer on that. I want to know what the odds are.
I'm going to say less than 1%.
Oh, it's less than 1% of people are trans. So, yeah, no, there's fucking... I don't know how math works.
No, it's like in the billions.
This is going to be like winning the lottery like 10 times. It's going to be fucking crazy.
Right.
Wild.
So first it says that her children are gender neutral.
Mm. Ah.
And ChatGPT says it can't be pinpointed exactly as the factors influencing gender are complex and not fully understood.
Okay, so tell ChatGPT, say this. What percentage of people are trans?
If you're gender
fucking
neutral,
asshole, ChatGPT. By the way, I have full conversations with ChatGPT now because they have a voice.
Okay.
Do you know that?
No.
Oh, it's the fucking best. Here, you know, Shannon, don't worry. I'll ask him.
Fucking Lewis is just doing her, but for arguing.
Yeah. And it's still her. He uses it as the woman.
A terrified woman.
I'm punching my phone.
Yeah.
No, I chose, it sounds like a teenage boy's voice.
Oh.
And I talk to him now. And when I'm on the road alone, like, I'll just have full conversations.
That's going to make some, like, hotel neighbor really confused one day.
Let's see. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Let me put the word. Stop. Shut up. Here we go.
I was about to read whatever you talked about last.
How's it not connecting? Damn it.
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm on the Wi-Fi. Why is it not connecting? Connect, goddammit. It was having issues earlier today, too. Oh, hey, ChatGPT.
Well, Louis, you did a great job of turning me on.
Sorry, Chris Vega talked over you when you were about to say hello.
You got it. Let me know if you need anything.
I need to know what percentage of people are trans in the world.
The phone explodes.
The percentage of people who identify as transgender worldwide is difficult to determine precisely, but estimates suggest that it ranges between 0.3% and 0.6% of the population in various countries. In the United States, for example, a 2016 study by the Williams Institute estimated that about 0.6% of adults identify as transgender. However, these numbers can vary based on the region, social acceptance, and how the surveys are conducted. Keep in mind that not all countries have accurate or up-to-date data.
Did you just get mad at ChatGPT for being too chatty? Stop being too GPT!
More GPT, less chat.
It's also crazy that this sounds like the dude Juno. Like, who's, what's it? That's the exact voice.
Elliot Page?
Yes.
Juno is Lewis' dating app.
So with that in mind, with that number in mind, the
Jew don't know is his tutoring app.
Puerto Rican trivia, Jew don't know. Jew don't know yak. It looks just like Lewis.
If the amount of people are 0.06%, if the amount of trans people are 0.06%, then what are the odds that you could have three transgender children?
Okay, I just pulled up a graph from the Williams Institute that says...
hold on, I'm specifically asking everything.
The percentage of people who are transgender is 0.06%. The probability of having one transgender child would be 0.006, or 0.06% as a decimal. To calculate the odds of having three transgender children, assuming each child's gender identity is independent,
just say the number.
You can multiply the probability for each child. 0.006 times 0.006 times a 0.006 equals 0.00016, or about 0.00000216%. So the odds are extremely low.
Thank you.
In Lewis terms, it's extremely low.
A nine-minute bit for not bloody likely.
I love that your ChatGPT gave up on your ability to understand.
I like how we just calculated bigoted pi.
If it's not the ultimate circle to have a computer explain to a Puerto Rican what non-binary means.
So
Lewis, I live in a world of zeros and ones. That'd be another great name for the show, Zero and One.
Zero and One. Yeah, we're thinking about changing the name of the show.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Just because I feel we need a rebrand.
Okay.
Which, by the way, we Shannon, right? Knock on wood, we haven't been getting age-restricted the past, like, 10 episodes.
Oh, it's because it's saying real ass is, like, getting you restricted?
No, that's not. It's not being age-restricted for that, but I know that our show just doesn't... It's just not a... It's not
BBL podcast. Got it.
It's not a fan of the... or the algorithm's not a fan of it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I think my channel specifically is fucked. So even if we keep the name Real Ass Podcast, I think we should start a new channel. Because I think the Louis J. Gomez comedy channel has just been... flagged so many times for such fucked up shit. Like, they're like, no, you can't be on this fucking platform. Yeah.
It looks like the Olympics, the flag ceremony. There's just flags everywhere.
It's bad.
Hundreds of flags.
So
it's bad.
Let's see. What else is going on here, Shannon? So Kendra Sutton. These are a lot of old stories, Shannon.
Updates.
Other updates.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the update on Kendra Sutherland? She was the girl who got arrested for library girl. Mm-hmm. She got arrested for masturbating in the library. Oh. She's a porn chick. She became a porn star. Fucking hot as fuck.
Really beautiful.
Was she recording?
She used to come in here all the time.
She was recording it or just doing it for love?
Yeah, no, she was doing a cam show in the library.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fucking hot. Toyed as fuck.
Kendra Sutherland hot shots.
Nice.
Yeah, really hot.
I mean, that's what she's going to die from.
So what's the update?
So there was more to it, which you had suspected initially when this came up, that it wasn't just weed. So she was pulled over because she was speeding. And when the cop pulled her over, she had a THC vape in her lap.
Smart. Couldn't even just put it in the cup.
So it wasn't just regular weed, which is what you said, that it would be weird. And yeah, so that's what led to it.
So
it
if you go to certain places, a vape pen is a felony. Like, I was even thinking about, like, yesterday I was walking around in Texas smoking a vape pen.
Oh.
And that's a felony.
Yeah.
Like, it's weed, concentrate?
I don't exactly know what the
well,
thing
weed's
is.
Weed's illegal there still.
Weed's still illegal there, yeah. But
specific- And concentrates in, like, those, like, still old school jurisdictions, they, like, charge you the way they used to charge crack versus fucking coke
yeah.
and shit. It's like,
damn.
It was like that in New York for, like, 8 months.
It's wild, yeah. I mean, I'm very, like, blasé with, like, having a vape pen in my car. Like, if I get pulled over... The cop just has to be a dick. And he goes, cool, that's a vape pen. You're getting a DUI.
But how do they know it's not like nicotine?
Well, I would immediately say that it's nicotine, or I might say it's Delta 8. I was like, oh, it's Delta 8. It's legal.
But it's also a vape pen, and you get pulled over by the cops. Throw it in your fucking ashtray.
Like, you're going to throw it in your asshole. Yeah,
whatever. Just throw it on the floor in the car.
I wouldn't, if I got pulled over, I would leave my vape pen right in the center console. I wouldn't even think about it.
How did Kendra not consider that if it was already in
She's
her
a
lap?
Retarded porn whore.
That's fair.
They're porn whores. They don't have
she
fucking
went to Duke,
brains.
Though.
Yeah.
Is that where she was? Duke?
Yeah. Duke.
Hell yeah.
I once saw Lewis.
It's so funny, just immediately throwing a massive wrench into that. Just yeah. be like, well, she graduated well, you know with
what?
Honors.
Good for her. Yeah. She is still a retarded porn whore, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care if you're good at reading
it
books.
It makes you dumber as
you're
you
fucking,
go.
If you're good at
that's ridiculous.
Books.
Every giant, every time Dred's cock goes into you, it knocks the knowledge of one book out of your head.
There goes the Great Gatsby.
I mean, no offense, but like if you've gone into a life of porn instead of using your fucking degree to go do something with, you know, a little bit of self-respect, yeah, you're fucking retarded. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how good you did on the SATs.
But it's good money.
Yeah, she's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there's
maybe she knows she can.
There's more money. Like, look, the days are, think about this, dude. If you're a chick who's on like OnlyFans, right? And I have friends that are on OnlyFans. I'm not even hating on them. I love them. There's people that I love that I consider really close friends, right? But you're counting down the fucking days until you're just not hot enough for people to buy pictures of you anymore.
But isn't that the
and
exact
you're not,
but isn't that the exact reason to do that?
No, you're
get, money, get your yeah. money
if
while
you invest
you can.
The money.
Invest in your, I guess, yes, there's people that would, I don't know how many of these girls are investing their fucking money.
How many,
ChatGPT,
how many porn stars have a Roth IRA?
Dougie, I'm just saying, I don't think most of them are making smart investments. I think they're just, you know, most of them are
no,
living.
You do it until you're not hot. Then you get a Roth, a Silverstein, a Goldberg. I think what Lou's trying to say is like if you won the lottery and you took the lump sum for yeah. less money, instead of letting it go over time and making more money.
I would just feel like the walls are closing in.
Sum,
if you're like,
way.
If you're a chick just in general, like you're, unless you, it's got to feel like the walls are closing in because we put so much emphasis on how they look. Like, so like,
I do think a lot of them don't consider it for 1 second, though.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you seen like a 35-year-old woman out at the bar pretending yeah. she's still in college?
But also,
it's
yeah.
why
now,
so many like, OnlyFans girls are dating athletes. They
but
have
I
a
also
lot in
think
common.
Shannon, Shannon, will you turn your microphone on so we can hear you crying, please?
There's also so many.
Yeah. Shannon, and I don't know if you've seen these girls. The walls are not closing in.
There's so many.
The walls are falling apart.
Yeah, the walls are...
There's so many different like age groups of now, right? Because then they could. I assume they would think I'll just go from hot young chick to being like a hot MILF or like a hot grandma. You know what I mean? Like they just think
yeah,
they'll
but
be.
That happens in 10 years.
Right.
You go from young chick to MILF when you're 26. And then when you're 32, you're like older stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
also
then,
you're just
getting, still,
I mean, especially
in that
how,
money,
well, what's the difference between that and NFL running back? You know, you're kind of running you're running your body into the dirt. You're
I mean,
not gonna,
respect,
you know there's going to be long-term consequences.
Humanity, like fucking
respect you, but
your children looking you in the fucking eyes, like
yeah.
you know, there's like
I
all
mean,
that.
Yeah, but
NFL, he said NFL running back.
Yeah, the porn star might recognize their children.
And also, there's a much better chance that the NFL running back is going to use a shotgun on his family and himself yeah. after his
oh,
career.
That rarely happens.
Yeah. They do often forget why they walked in the kitchen, though.
Yeah. yeah. That's, yeah. The,
so do I.
yeah, porn, the porn star career has to be just fucking... I see. I looked up one chick. There was a porn chick that I was really into when I was younger. Her name was Ashlyn Brooke, I believe. And she did like... she just had big fucking
pull
tits.
Pull her up.
Yeah, she was hottest, dude. She was so hot. She did what's the one my favorite porn site that got shut down because they were trafficking girls?
Oh.
What?
Max Hardcore's thing?
Somebody in the Race to Slapjack definitely knows.
Oh yeah, they
it
did.
Was it was essentially they took like Backroom Casting Couch and it was just a better version of that.
Amateur Allure.
No, they were in a hotel room. Amateur Alert is great. It was in a hotel room, and it was just like a new girl every time. And it was just like fucking exploited teens. Exploited college girls or exploited teens or
something,
one of those.
Like that, yeah.
It was a great one, right? And this fucking, it was, every one of them was like a hotel room. The girl, she's like, hey, I'm kind of scared and nervous. And then they fucked her.
Kind of scared. That,
yeah, it was great. Excellent. My favorite category. And then apparently this guy went down because he was, they said trafficking girls. But I think what it was... It wasn't really trafficking girls. Maybe, Shannon, tell me what I got wrong about this. I'm sure there's details that I'm not filling
she
in.
She comes on the mic. So he was definitely trafficking girls.
Yeah.
He actually sat in traffic while trafficking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was having girls come across state lines to do it.
That's what that
I
is.
I think that's exactly trafficking.
But, no. But like, but when you hear about somebody trafficking somebody, you're assuming they're like kidnapping them.
Yeah, but that's how they're getting Diddy, too. Like, because he's inviting girls from other states to the parties, and then once they get there, they're involved in illicit shit.
Yes, but why did he actually get... What was the reason he got in trouble? What did he do that was illegal that it made it... Because girls can fly over state lines to do porn and film porn. That's not inherently trafficking.
No. I guess once you drug somebody or try to coax them...
Did he drug them? Because that's a whole other level of hot.
I think it involves coercion.
I have no idea.
Or just being like,
come here
to take some... Come on, he's
your good friend.
Come here to take some photos and then be like, oh, you're going to have to get your own flight home if you don't do this porn.
Oh, they did. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So they did the thing that they said that they're doing in the thing.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, all the other ones are faking it where they're going, it's like, oh, no, we're just here to take some pictures, but do you want to fuck now? That was real? Yes. So much hotter.
So that's what is illegal about it.
He's on fire. Lewis has a bumper sticker on the back of the Audi that says coerce and all the different religious symbols.
Yeah.
I told you a random dude last week who was like, yeah, I just got a hotel suite once back in the day in Miami, and we just put an ad on Craigslist saying that we were filming porn, and we weren't filming porn, and just all these fucking whores came in and just fucked us for free.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like, dude,
what?
I bought him his next shot.
Hell yeah.
By the way, that coerce thing is merch, dude. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, what are you thinking? Get on that now.
Pull up Ashlyn Brooke, Shannon.
Have her current Instagram page.
Oh, I don't want to see her current Instagram page.
It's just a picture of a grave.
It's the point that I'm making, actually, is what she's doing now versus then. She was so yeah, pull up her porn, okay. Shannon.
Oh, I and then have pull her up her as
now she's just one of those. She was the surrogate for those two gay guys.
Do you actually want to see video?
Whatever, Shannon. Just pull something up, please.
Oh, I thought Jorge was sharing it. I'm sorry. I'm clicking through all of them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's very large.
Yeah, she was the fucking... Oh, she got fat there. That was the one I liked her. That was the fucking... That was the gal.
Oh, she looks happy.
She looks a lot like that chick...
she looked like my ex-girlfriend. The girl that I wrote the poem about.
Go back to the one where she's holding the dick up to her face. Down, middle. Down one. There we go. That's how you take a picture with something at the zoo.
That's Lewis telling a girl he'll give them a podcast.
Talking to the microphone.
But I just, whatever it was, I ended up just like Googling her to see what, like, I was like, what happened to that girl? Where is she now? And she, at one point she had like a GoFundMe. And she was essentially like, yeah, my life's like been ruined from porn. Like, I got kids now. Like, if you could just donate to my life.
Oh, no.
And I jerked off to that.
Yeah.
And then.
Sure. To the text.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Just
so what's she look like now, Shannon?
Shannon, what's she look like now? Where is she now?
So now she's a model and actress.
She's a model and actress. Good for her. Oh. She's gotten back on the horse.
And a mom.
Let's see her.
And a mom. Oh, just terrible cell phone quality.
Oh, she looks pretty good still.
Yeah.
That's 2019.
That's her back then.
The one that Shannon just pulled up. Yeah,
this is the most recent picture.
Give me a favor. Don't fucking put her kid on the show.
I was going to say, and also,
it's on her Instagram.
Like,
it's public.
I know, but still.
No, but still, yeah.
That's so weird.
And also, we don't need to see a couple years from now's draft picks.
I mean, all her.
Yeah, we're not high school scouts.
She is. That is kind of weird that she has a picture of her and her daughter, and then like a shot from one of her porn films right below it.
Well, because you know all the comments
they're
are
dumb
like those
porn
same
whores.
Creepy guys that are being like, "Great, beautiful family." You know what I mean? Like writing all of those creepy, weird things. People have been following it for 15 years.
Do you know who I did a complete full turn on, full circle, right. And not even ironically, Big Justice.
What's
that?
Yeah.
The fucking
Dad in the boys. Sun. You're
the
fan
Costco,
now?
The Costco family.
Costco guys, dude, they fucking rule. Unironically, I love them. They're the best. They bring the boom.
What's the song? You?
Just I saw it enough times where I was like, oh, they're self-aware. Mm-hmm. They know that they're cringy. They like they're it's 100.
The dad does. I mean, the kid probably has an idea, but I don't know if like
no,
the
I
full
think
scope of what's happening.
The dad 100% knows that it's the cringiest thing on
they
earth.
They definitely keep that Rizzler kid in a cage for sure.
Dude, it's wild, dude. The whole thing is wild.
That's like a whole, that's most of social media now is like intentional cringe, or at least my algorithm. There's so many like Gen X divorced dads like posting under a bridge, sipping a Patron bottle, just being like, my wife just pissed it all away after 25 years. And now I guess that's like now leaking into father son shit.
It's part of this. There's a thing that this happens a lot. Facebook a lot, but it happens a lot on Instagram too. People will purposefully put something wrong to create engagement.
For sure.
Now switch the S and the D or something like that. And you're like, there was nothing.
It was, they'll be like, they do this a lot. It'll be like pictures of like pro wrestlers. It'll be like an old picture of like Hulk Hogan and Scott Steiner when they're young, right? And then it'll be like Hulk Hogan, you know, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage in their college days. And it's obviously not Macho Man Randy Savage. And then it's literally hundreds of comments being like, you fucking moron, it's not Macho Man Randy Savage. And then it's just like, they're like, cool, thank you. And they must get paid for that sort of engagement, right?
It's engagement farming,
But so many people, like, fall for it.
But they're cracking down on that shit now. Like, Meta and all those companies are literally, they seek out that shit. They're, like, removing accounts for that.
Good.
Yeah.
Fucking good. There's another guy who, like, he does, like, keto recipes. And he most of the time, no, he's fucking trolling, dude. Because every time at the end of the video, he goes, and it's so good. And it's so annoying, his voice. I'm like, oh, but it's a good recipe. So you always watch it. But then one video out of all of it, he's like cutting, like, I'm going to say like a fucking, just, he's cutting something, like some sort of vegetable, right? Like a carrot, right? Mm. And the sticker's on the carrot, and he slices, and the sticker's still on. He slices through the sticker.
Yeah.
He cooks it with the sticker on. Yeah. And
the first bite is with the sticker showing.
Dude, and everyone's just like, oh, why is a fucking sticker on? And it's just, you're like, no, he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
He 100% did it on purpose.
Dude, there's this guy that is, he's an ex-cop and he got shot on the line of duty. And
your
I
uncle?
Think he became, I wish, but he became very popular on Instagram and now has since like pivoted to cringe shit. So he can like barely walk, barely throw, but he'll like throw a baseball 11 miles per hour and then turn to the camera and be like, can you believe that? Nobody could hit it. Like, and just do that shit. Oh my God, swish. And he'll like, you know, miss an air ball from 15 feet.
Gas Digital should pivot to clickbaity cringe content. Just forget all this shit, because if we just put our heads together, right, bunch of us, we can create that shit. Like all the things that are like trending
was ahead of its time. That was definitely the label.
But I'm just saying, there's like, there's so much of it out there.
And there's got to be a point of exhaustion. Like, so if you're that Cousine guy, and then you see the Rizzler, and you're like, fuck.
But I
do a video with this kid one day. Like,
but
when you
think,
see it popping up, you gotta be like, I gotta meet this fucking asshole now.
But I do think there is a way that you can almost do like a meta version of that, where like you're saying, you're like creating it, making fun of it whilst doing the thing, like parodying it.
Kind of, yeah. But I'm not even saying that. I'm saying just soulless content.
Oh,
yeah.
Like I want to talk. Like I want to make videos. Like just collect videos of satisfying things and put it on a YouTube channel that gets millions of views. Like kids,
I would rather just go fucking swing a hammer. Like legitimate.
Then make millions of dollars by hiring an Asian kid to fucking edit together videos. You're not even there. Dude, you have to assume the people that put together
these
channels.
You did that and nobody watched Gas Journal.
But listen. There's farms of people who make content just for like kids to click on, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it a while ago where it got into ElsaGate. But not even that. Like, that's a massive industry where it's not even... It'll be just like
Blippi or some shit.
Literally like a person just taking like little Orbeez out of a thing and putting them in their hand and squeezing them.
Yeah, people just cutting squish dolls in half.
Yeah, and it has millions, millions of views. How do you tap into that fucking algorithm? Like whatever that is, like there's something about that where you're like, there's so much money in YouTube.
I think
YouTube.
You become that though too. Like I can't imagine that those people have free thoughts outside of that world, because if your entire perspective is geared towards like just being nails on a chalkboard to the general public.
I don't know.
Well, it's like the marble kid who makes good money, but he's fucking ridiculously autistic. That kid who does marble racing on YouTube. Like, he makes tons of money. Like,
those things are kind of cool, though.
Those
tracks and things like that, that's different. I'm talking about, this is mindless. My assumption is there's an Indian Luis J. Gomez, is the fucking Indian rattlesnake, that has an office full of people in cubicles.
That's called an ass.
That are just editing this shit together and putting it out on channels, and whoever owns that channel, I don't think it's a guy who's like, oh, I'm really into like satisfying videos and let me make them. It's like, no, I think it's a machine. And I think that there's probably companies in China, India, all over the world that are just making those videos that are going viral and kids just click on them. It's just bright colors and fucking satisfying things. And
yeah. The guy that got arrested this week, and it was the most Lewis shit ever. So he got arrested. He made a bunch of fake albums using AI. And then he did like a thing
brilliant.
Where he was farming
that Jew. Brilliant.
Spotify listens and on different platforms. But he had like all these iPads on apps that all they would do was listen to each song all day.
So he just, yeah.
And he made like $1 million in residuals.
And I think it should be legal.
That's totally legal.
No, it's not. He got arrested.
No shit.
He broke the fucking system. He figured out an amazing loophole, right? Because to create AI music.
Aren't the I've never,
have you fucked with any of the AI music platforms?
No.
I haven't, but Shannon, you have, right?
Yes, I have.
How easy is it?
It's the easiest AI stuff that I've played.
You literally give them a prompt, you're like, give me a heavy metal song about Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, sugar. And it's awesome. It sounds like a fucking, like a legit.
The cover ones are bananas. There's a guy that does, like, it'll be like Slipknot's entire first album as a 60s pop record.
Yeah, Slipknot.
And in seconds, they give it to you.
This. That's great.
That's cool.
It's actually really legitimately cool.
But I feel like the point I was making with the record labels, it's like, what is that girl Carpenter, the Sabrina Carpenter or whatever? There was all that shit that they're in artificially injecting her into recommended playlists, like to boost her algorithm and to boost her
story
sales and
music.
Shit.
But it's pay to play,
of course. So why can they? Why, you know, of course, this is just everything, but it's like, why are they able to do something like that? But when it's like manipulated in the other way, it's illegal
because they're not getting a taste.
Yeah,
they're not wetting their beaks on it.
Well, the other thing violates terms of service in some way. Like, I guarantee that, like, large terms of service thing goes, if you do this, you're fucking...
I mean, look...
It feels like insider trading. Like, they're just trying to nail down the little guy and not necessarily...
That band who got kicked off Spotify because they just put out a silent album and they just, like, didn't have, like, a ton of... Like, hey, look, if you can't afford to, like, buy anything or come to a concert or whatever, just when you go to sleep, just put this on loop on your phone. It costs you nothing and you're supporting the band. And it was just no sound.
And how much? Did
and now
money?
You can't. They've made a bunch of money, and you can't make. Wow. You can't do songs with no sound anymore.
Mm.
Damn.
That's fucked up. I think you should be able to do a song with no sound.
That would be my most successful album.
Guys, let's write a song right now. Wow, that was beautiful. That was
excellent.
Beautiful. All right, I gotta go. It's like every time I perform comedy, it's like this audience is singing at me. They love it so much that they're making music. All right, I got to wrap this. You guys are the shit. Love you guys. Thank you guys. See you guys at Skankfest. It's going to be a fucking incredible time. Thank you guys for watching today's show. Subscribe to Yes Digital. Do all that good shit. And we'll check you on Wednesday. I'm here the whole week, guys.
Yeah. Check out my special, September 15th. All
right. Thank you guys.
That's all, folks.